Over the next few days, the Tallahassee area is expected to experience colder than normal temperatures. In some cases, the wind chill could be in the teens. And Leon County Emergency Management Director Kevin Peters says he met with faith-based organizations and talked about opening cold night shelters through Wednesday for the homeless from 9 in the evening until 7 in the morning.
Folks that would need shelter need to report to the homeless shelter at 480 West Tennessee Street to check in. We'll transport males that need shelter from the shelter on West Tennessee Street to the alternate cold night shelter location at Jacob Chapel Baptist Church. That's at Lake Bradford Road, 2333 Lake Bradford Road.
Peters also met with local agencies to make sure everyone's prepared.
Our electric departments, both of the city and Talquin, reported that we had sufficient electric supply. We have anticipate no outages due to shortage of power. And our public health department, Florida Department of Health in Leon County, they advised that the opening of the cold night shelter addresses the needs of our most vulnerable population, those that are homeless and have nowhere to go outside of the cold. And they're also happy to hear that we have sufficient electric supply and that we feel that we're in a good position to weather the cold weather.
City spokeswoman Lizzie Kelly says residents typically use high amounts of power during the cold weather season, but Tallahassee's electric utility will have extra crews available at least through Tuesday night in case of a power outage. And she says there's a helpful tip for residents to remember in the event of an outage.
If your power is lost, Electric wants to remind people to turn off their electric heat pumps until the power is restored, because when we restore power, if all those heat pumps are on and pulling the power, it could cause it to short out again and elongate the outage.
She says some other tips residents should remember include keeping pets inside and covering any outside pipes with a cloth to help prevent freezing and breaking. Kelly says if that happens, customers could be left with a soaked house when the pipes thaw. So just trickling a little water out of the faucet can be a big help. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.